Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Right now, happy to go to the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Connect with your team. Connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across existing devices. Brian Baldinger, former NFL offensive lineman. Check him out now as an NFL analyst for the NFL Network, Fox Sports. He is a 95.7 The Game insider. He's joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Baldy, it is great to have you with us. We're going to jump right into the heavy stuff because that's how we do it around here. How concerned should Niner fans be right now that Nick Bosa is unsigned 11 days from players reporting for training camp?
Well, anytime you're number one pick and a guy that you're really going to, you know, draft a foundational piece isn't signed, you always worry. But there are days. I mean, they don't start till July 25th. So there's time here. These things, you know, but, you know, if you look at what his brother did in with the Chargers, I mean, he missed an awful lot of time that rookie year, you know, holding out for a variety of reasons. And so you just hope that it's not going to be the same thing as what Joey did. And you hope that it's a different circumstance, different, you know, different team, a different year and all that, and that, you know, John Lynch can get this deal done.
What's the learning curve like in that first camp for a rookie? Is it more critical than ever for a rookie to be able to come into camp as opposed to a veteran who's maybe been around for 8 or 9 years?
Yeah. Yeah, it is, because it's all new, and there's a great deal of, you know, installation that goes on. You know, every day that you miss, you get behind, and it's just hard to catch up. I mean, you're going through every single play, every single against every look, and these are things that you don't get a lot of time to review and rehearse later on in training camp and during the season. And so it's a foundational base of knowledge, and I think it hurts a lot of players. Now, you know, Nick is a pass rusher, get after the quarterback. That's all true. His brother came in, and, you know, he had fresh legs, and he was instantly, one of the better defensive ends in the league. But I think that it's critical. I just think it's critical to get in there, to get with your teammates, to get working with DeForest and, you know, Eric and, you know, the whole group there, and, start building a foundation about what you want to achieve. And I think it starts in the dog days of July and August.
Yeah, Baldy, when you're talking about, you know, the dog days of August and teams starting to gel and, of course, repetition, you got to go over all the plays with one another to get that continuity. It's about the continuity of a position you played, the offensive line. You're talking about McGlinchey out there, you Pettis and Richburg, all those guys that they have to come together as far as just different scheme, the scoop, the reach block, all those things. How important is for the cohesiveness of the offensive line?
I mean, it's critical, you know. Well, I mean, you basically made your living, you know, run behind them and blocking with them. You're like that sixth offensive lineman forever. But
sure.
You know, the good thing is the 49ers are bringing all five starters back from a year ago. And so I think that's encouraging, the fact that they have played together. You know, there's continuity there. But I think there's room, you know, I think there's room to take a step. Aaron Donald ruined the 49ers last year. He just can't be allowed to be that disruptive. We've seen other teams take Aaron Donald out of the game. They can't allow him to just take over games the way he did against Seattle and the 49ers a year ago. Because you won't beat them. I mean, he'll just make too many big plays. It'll be hard to overcome. So, I mean, I just think up front, you know, I mean, every day you got to, you know, try to get that cohesiveness a little bit better. McGlinchey was a rookie, didn't know anything last year at this time, but he was a really good player last year. It looks like he's going to be a good player long term. And so I think it's just, you know, but it all starts. I mean, any team that's going to be successful and get to the postseason, play in January, is going to start right up front with those five guys, along with the tight ends and the fullback. And so I think, you know, how they kind of start building The second year of this foundation with that group is really critical to success this year.
95.7 The Game NFL insider Brian Baldinger joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Baldy, which should Niner fans be more concerned about? A, Jimmy Garoppolo's durability, or B, Jimmy Garoppolo's ability to perform at a very high level? Say he's healthy. Can he reach that franchise quarterback level is what I'm getting at.
Well, we don't know. I mean, I'd like to say yes, he can do that. I'd like to answer the question just yes and yes. No. Like, there's nothing to worry about. ACL's repair. It's a badge of honor. You haven't really entered the NFL until you get your ACL torn. That's the way I kind of look at it. We all have a scar at some point. Some of us have two. But I think he'll be back and just fine. It was a non-contact injury. These things happen. But I think that, you know, you go back to the end of 2017 and we saw the way he played in those last five games. And that's good. They were out of contention. He put up good numbers. They moved the ball. They scored a lot of points against good teams like Jacksonville. But it's, you know, all that stuff is in the past. I mean, this has to be the year that the 49ers compete every week. And I'm not talking about, well, let's get to eight wins. No. I mean, this is a team that has been building for three straight years. The quarterback is the biggest part of it. This is a team that has to go out and win 10 games this year. And if they don't, regardless of what Garoppolo does, it's going to be a major disappointment. And, you know, heads will roll, as they like to say. This is a do-or-die year for Garoppolo and for the 49ers. And so I expect 10 wins from this football team this year. And if that's enough to get to the postseason, well, so be it. But if it isn't, that's where they got to be. They got to get double-digit wins, and the quarterback has to play at a high level in order to do it.
Is part of the expectation, and I love what you're saying, Baldy, about 10 wins. I think that's an incredible mark to set. Is part of that because of new vulnerability in the NFC West? You've got Arizona with a new QB and a new coach. Seattle's been losing piece after piece, and now we see the Rams without a Ndamukong Suh and maybe an injured Todd Gurley. Does that make this even more pressure-packed for the Niners, the fact that the division is a little bit more vulnerable?
I see what you're saying, and, you know, you might be right in all three counts, although, you know, you never count Seattle out.
Sure.
You know, they roared back, although the 49ers beat them, you know, at the end of the season. But, I mean, they were a playoff team last year, and I didn't see them lose a whole lot of pieces. You know, Doug Baldwin wasn't a big factor last year, and he's not going to be there, but Pete Carroll could flat-out coach. So, but I think it's more about the 49ers. They've been adding pieces through the draft, free agency trades now for three straight years. It's time to play. You know, yeah. It's time to stop turning the ball over, looking like, you're a Pop Warner team at times and they can't hold on to the football. It's time to stop popping the ball loose. I mean, it's just time to put this thing together. I mean, there's just no five-year plans in the NFL. 3 years, it's time to get it done. And they have the talent to do it. I mean, it's not a question of talent or anything else right now. It's a question of just going out there and playing as a team, taking care of the football, and start taking the football away, because those are what good teams do. That's what the Bears do. That's what the better teams in this league do. So that's what the expectation is. It all starts from whatever the final 53 players are, you know, come Labor Day weekend. That's the team that has to do it. It's not about anybody else, because they're capable of beating all the other teams in the conference.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I think this team has a lot of talent and a lot of potential. You were talking about the offensive line, how they gelled, quarterback, tight end, and running backs. Looks pretty good. Receivers seem to be a question at times, but they got some new talent there. How about defense? When you're talking about defensive line, you look at the guys, Nicky Bosa, you think about DeForest Buckner. Here's a guy that took on a lot of double teams, but now he's got, you know, D Ford and Nick Bosa should help him. But it's just like the offensive line and those other positions seems pretty solid, the receivers. But now when you look at defense, the defensive front looks pretty good. But the secondary, how much is those guys going to go hand-in-hand for as far as make the back end better?
Well, they've all played, you know. I mean, and Richard Sherman has been a star this league.
Sure.
We'll see what he has left. But they've all played. They all have – a lot of those young guys all got a chance to play last year. Jimmy Ward was a first-round pick. You know, Witherspoon has been around now. Adrian Colbert has played. I mean, they've got experience. It's time to put it together. I mean, it's just time to put it together. It's not a question of, well, this is a weakness or, you know, they got to overcome this. No, I mean, they, time to line up and play. The scheme is, we know what the scheme is. It's a smart coach. But, you know, it's about making stops. It's about keeping teams out of the end zone and forcing field goals. It's about taking the ball away. I mean, that's what defense is. And so they've gone through a lot of injuries. We all know that over the years. But it's just time to, you know, stand up right now and say that we belong. And we have more than enough talent. There's less talented teams that made the playoff than the last year in this league than the 49ers do right now. So, yeah, the receivers, they've got some youth there, but I expect Deebo Samuel to be a stud in this league. So I don't know how long it's going to take for him to fit in. Nobody thought at this point last year that, you know, a guy by the name of George Kittle was going to be a star in this league. So who's going to be the star this year? Who's going to step up? You know, George stepped up last year in the second year. Who's going to be that guy this year that's going to step up and all of a sudden the whole league is going to look at and go, wow, who knew that he could be that kind of player?
95.7 The Game NFL insider Brian Baldinger joining us here on 95.7 The Game. News came out over the weekend. The league, Roger Goodell, thinking again about an 18-game regular season. The union pushing back, saying no, they don't see that as in the best interest of their players. Where do you land on that? Do you think we ever get to 18 games? Because it sounds like it comes up every year.
Well, if we're going to get it done. It's going to happen. You know, I mean, we got a contract negotiation that's coming up. Hopefully we avoid a strike. But it's we're going to get to 18 games. These preseason games, as much as the coaches – want them, it's meaningless for the fans and it's meaningless for television. And so that's what drives the league. Television and fans drive the league. And so we sit around and nobody plays in the first game, nobody plays in the fourth game. Heck, we can't, you know, I mean, Lowell will laugh at this, but I remember a year when Daniel Tomlinson under Marty Schottenheimer took the first carry of the season, 80 yards for a touchdown, put the ball in the end zone, went back to the sideline, didn't play another snap.
No question.
You know, so, I mean, those the stars are the stars. They drive this league. We can't have stars hurt in preseason. If it happens in an 18-game schedule, so be it. But maybe there's an extra bye week in there, you know, to kind of spread it out a little bit. But we're going to get to an 18-game schedule, and I understand player safety. But, look, let's expand the rosters. Let's dress all 53. You know, I mean, there's just ways to work around it, you know, so that if the numbers of injuries increase, that they have enough to be able to handle it and overcome it. But it's going to get to 18 games. It's going to be better for the fans. It's going to be interesting for the postseason. And I think that's just where it's going to go, whether it happens next year or wherever. I just think that you can write it down. It's going to happen.
If the players can collectively bargain this, what's the one piece they're going to want coming back if they give the league the extra concession of 18 games? If you were the head of the Players Association, what would be the one thing you would want back for the player side in this negotiation?
Well, I mean, the obvious thing is just guaranteed contracts. Now, you know, the owners are going to push back on that. But if the owners are going to make, you know, 12% more money on two more games, they're going to have more money to go around with. We're getting the guaranteed contracts gradually with just upfront money right now. But that'd be the first negotiating point. Now, you can negotiate around that. But I would say that just on the back end, you know, whether it's severance pay or whether it's, you know, the things that they could do for the players down the road, whether it's, you know, fully insure the players for life. I mean, I think there's a lot of bargaining chips out there that have been talked about.
Yeah, no question. I'm with you on that. Full insurance, make sure medically these guys are covered, and it's, you know, so they don't have to make sure these insurances can't kick them out after, you know, these guys get older. How when you look at it, he's talking about two games that players would have to be out. How would that hurt, though? You know, because guys, you know, I know if I'm playing and they said, hey, you got to miss two games. Forget that, because I want your team to make the playoffs. So how would they get around that? Because they're saying two games the guys wouldn't be able to play in.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to stick. Well, I mean, I don't understand. Okay, well, the players play 16, but the team plays 18. And
right.
So guys are up and down. I mean, I think that's just, you know, that's counter to what competing is all about. Tom
sure.
Brady is going to sit down because of this. I mean, either it's 18 games and, you know, everybody plays. I mean, it's a star-driven league. I mean, we pay to watch these stars play, and these guys make these plays that nobody in the world can make. You can't sit Tom Brady or Drew Brees or Aaron Rodgers down, or, you know, pick a position. I'm just throwing quarterbacks, but I mean, you can't sit these guys down. So it's either all in, or, you know, I mean, that's, but I mean, I can't imagine working around that, saying, okay, players are going to sit out two games. They're going to get in, you know, I can't imagine that, you know, being passed by the league. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Former NFL offensive lineman, check him out now as a terrific analyst for the NFL Network as well as Fox Sports. 95.7 The Game NFL insider Brian Baldinger with us here on 95.7 The Game. Baldy, as always, we appreciate the time and look forward to many more conversations with you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, guys. I look forward to it, man. Thanks a lot.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.